time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Carbon County Commissioner Casey Hopes. We're going to talk with him about, you know what, it will be, let's put it that way, spring soon, we're hoping, right? And it's always good to get out ahead of certain things. We're going to talk about the cleanup that's coming with the landfill being free to go ahead and take stuff out there. But another big thing is, you know, we had a great water year. We know that. Unfortunately, that water has got to come down sometime. So we're going to talk about ways that you can, get out ahead of that and be ready and be prepared for that. And some of the things that the county has that will help you with those situations. So let's get into it right now. Commissioner Hopes, thank you so much for coming out and talking to us this morning. We appreciate the time.
No problem. It's great to be here with you.
So let's start off with, how are things going right now in the county?
Things are good. With all this snow, we're in a really good situation as far as water is concerned. Things seem to be quiet. We have some positive growth going on. We still have issues that we're trying to deal with, housing and making sure we have enough jobs for people and stuff like that. But things overall are pretty positive.
All right. So let's talk about it. And you kind of brought it up a little bit there. With spring right around the corner and runoff happening and that, the last few years we've had a few issues with water, and sometimes water maybe becoming overwhelming for some folks. And if what we were talking about is, if you've had it in the past, right now is probably the best time to get out ahead of it, isn't it?
Yeah. So the ground is super saturated because of all the snow that we've had all winter long. Now it's kind of mostly melted in and will continue to melt into the ground. There's standing water everywhere, so if we do get a rain event of any size, it could cause some problems. So if you've had that's our concern, is if you've had flooding issues into your home or onto your property somewhere, and you haven't addressed those drainage issues, now's the time to go get some sandbags from Sutherland's or Howa's or one of the other hardware stores around town. We have some sandbag stations out at the County Event Center. It's just north of the south of the enclosed barn, and you can go fill up sandbags. You can protect those areas and kind of prevent any damage from happening prior to the event. The other thing is, we do have sandbags that are on pallets and ready to go. We're trying to make sure we have those if there is a major flood event and we have to, build a dike to divert water somewhere. So if it's an emergency, we have some sandbags. But if it's preparation, please prepare. Get some sandbags. Kind of take control of your destiny and try and divert the water where you can.
And another big thing, too, that happens this time of year is culverts. Make sure that they're clear and they don't have any debris or anything like that in them, right? Yep. That's another big, big deal.
Yeah, gutters in the streets. And if you have a culvert, if you live more out in the county, make sure that there's not a lot of leaves or branches and debris in the drainages. Take a shovel or call some for some help if you can't physically do it yourself. And we'll get some people out there to help make sure those drainages are clear so we don't have those overwhelmed flooding issues.
And that was another thing that you brought up before we came on the air, is if you have a neighbor or someone that you know has issues with getting out and doing things and they fall into this area, lend a hand, do what you can to give them the help that they need to make sure that they make it through and stay dry and that they don't have water problems on their property as well. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. We are such an amazing community with caring people. If you can't do it physically yourself and you're concerned, I'm sure there's a church group or any other group or a neighbor or somebody that would be willing to help. If you can't find somebody, call me, I'll come help. And I'm sure that's the same with any of the other commissioners or even the county staff. We'll find somebody to come help you take care of these issues so they don't become a problem and cause damage later.
And that is the most important thing. Get ahead of it. Get ahead of it. And right now is probably the best time to do that. All right. Then we also wanted to touch base on coming up the last week of April, first week of May. You're thinking like that, the 30th.
Yeah.
All the way through the 6th of May is the cleanup days.
Yeah, we'll have more information coming out on that as it gets closer to the time. But we do normally provide a free dump week where people can do their spring cleanup. We're wanting to push it out. Sometimes it is in March, but because we're so wet, we want to give it time to let things dry out so you're not four-wheel driving out at the landfill and you're not tearing up your yards trying to get it done on the free week. Let's let things dry out just a little bit, and then we can get our yards cleaned up and get ready for spring and summer.
We promise it's coming. It has to. We've got too many things planned this summer, right?
Yes, eventually it's going to get here.
All right, once again, Commissioner Casey Hopes, thank you so much for taking the time and coming out and giving people some ideas on how to get ahead of, you know, possible flooding issues that may happen. They happen every year. We just don't want to see anybody have those issues this year. And then the cleanup days coming at the dump. And as soon as we know, we'll pass that along to everybody out there. Commissioner Hopes, thank you once again for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate
now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.